Last night we spoke to the CEO of PSG Asset Management, Annette Ahern, about the importance of diversification. And no, it's not just a wooden ship. It's a major part of any good portfolio and the way it's constructed. And tonight we're going to be talking about offshore and how one should create a decent risk-adjusted offshore portfolio. We've got another powerhouse blazing trails for women in the male-dominated investment world, Samantha Staines, CIO of Cannon Asset Managers. Evening, Sam. Welcome to the show.
Evening, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Now, by taking part of your portfolio offshore, I know it's all de rigueur at the moment because of Eskom and the political state of the economy, but really it should be part of any good balanced portfolio. What are the primary strengths that you're building into your portfolio by going offshore?
So, yeah, I mean, just to take a step back, obviously, if we look at our local economy, I mean, the theme now is everyone wants to go offshore. There's a lot of negative sentiment around in South Africa, and we see that in the rand. And if you speak to any investor, they probably want to go offshore. I mean, offshore is not for everyone. So if we're speaking about a 80-year-old South African who's got South African assets and South African liabilities, then, and a shorter term horizon, then possibly this isn't the conversation for them to go offshore. Because if you have a short-term investment offshore, you've got currency volatility, which could hurt your investment when you have to pay for things in rands. But if we, in this context, we assuming it's a longer-term investor and they're looking for diversification, and therefore we definitely recommend that clients have some offshore exposure. It offers great diversification. And there's also assets that aren't available in the South African market that are available offshore. So within a portfolio context, it makes great sense.
And we really are a minnow in global terms. We look at the investable universe globally, we're less than 1%.
Exactly. And even in terms of economies, we're less than 1%. So if you are a South African person and you are a global citizen, you should have offshore investments. You can't just be have South African investments. It's far too, and our market is also concentrated with large firms. So if you truly want to diversify, offshore is the place to go. And if you include this in a portfolio, it actually reduces your, it increases your yield and reduces your volatility because the correlation, it's uncorrelated to local assets.
So it does provide that smoothing as well.
Exactly.
Just contextualize the global market space broadly right now, because we have seen something of a bounce back from December's horror show, thanks largely to the Dove father, Jay Powell, and we know he's going to be starting the Fed meeting tonight. The market expecting rates to remain on hold. But PEs do appear much more attractive perhaps than they were this time last year.
Yeah, so we're definitely seeing pockets of opportunity globally. We did, obviously last year the markets, global markets were down 8% in US dollar terms, but a lot of that, the market has recovered. But if you look globally, there are definitely still pockets of opportunity, and that's where we look for when we're building global investment portfolios.
How do you approach it? How do you approach your portfolio construction? Are you top down or are you bottom up?
Okay, so we try and remove macro risk by getting our geography currencies the same as what the market is. So there we don't take any macro specific risk, and then we build up bottom up where we look for good companies, or rather great companies at good prices.
And if we look at it in this setting, I suppose if you're trying to create those risk adjusted offshore portfolios without any of those correlated risk factors, you have to start with asset allocation and then turn your attention to the task of buying the right companies at the right prices. A lot of the smart money managers that I'm following at the moment are selling the S&P rallies. They're pivoting into bonds and things like REITs and gold and utilities, even commodities at the moment, energy in particular. Where do you see pockets of opportunity in this particular market?
I mean, Michael, when we asset allocation is the number one place to start when building a portfolio, and we follow a strategic asset allocation approach. We will tactically shift our asset allocation, but generally over the longer term, the strategic asset allocation stays the same. So we wouldn't, I mean, like you say, the market was down last year and it recovered this year. We wouldn't trade on that. When we have a far longer term investment horizon, and we have very low churn on the portfolio. So we don't trade on short term price movements. So we wouldn't switch from, like you say, property into bonds or equities into bonds, we have a far longer term investment horizon. So once our strategic asset allocation is set, we might tactically shift, but we are happy with the underlying investments that we're in.
And I see through your global growth bundle, which you can get on Easy Equities, you've taken an active approach using some passive building blocks. You've got exchange-traded funds and exchange-traded notes. So you're taking advantage of some of these shifting global trends, but you're doing it in a very low-cost manner. Can you just tell me how you've approached the global growth bundle?
So global investing is generally seen for higher net worth individuals, whereby they would often need quite a high minimum to get global exposure. But with this bundle specifically, we've tried to open it up to the wider audience, whereby we have built a global asset allocation bundle using locally listed global ETFs, if that makes sense. And with doing so, we are getting the exposure that the client is looking for, the global exposure, at a low cost.
And in rand, so you don't have to worry about your offshore limits and going for tax clearances or SARB letters or anything like that.
Exactly. So you're getting the exposure, you're getting it at a low cost with very minimal admin effort. And that's essentially what a lot of clients are looking for. They don't either have the $70,000 that is usually the minimum investments to go offshore. What makes it more feasible, should I say, to go offshore.
Yeah.
But this is a perfect solution for local clients looking for global investments.
And in terms of your asset allocation, how have you broken up the bundle?
Well, it's similar, like I said, from a macro point of view. We try and match currency, industry and geography in terms of the MSCI world. So we take that exposure out. So you'll see we've got about 43% in developed equity and 30% in emerging markets. We also have some global property, which is about 10%. And then we have 10% precious metal, and that's for insurance purposes. If the Fed and your Brexit and everything goes belly up, then we have some insurance within the portfolio.
Yeah, one always needs something of a backstop, to use that Brexit term that's doing the rounds at the moment. Sam Steyn, CIO of Cannon Asset Managers, thanks so much for sharing the way you go about building offshore in this week's Offshore Investment Slot.